Hello?
John?
Yes.
Yeah, this is
This is
Lena,
John.
Bank of Cardiff.
Hello, Lena. Hey, I was trying to use your, I don't know what's going on, your email. Maybe it's mine. I went lena@bankofcardiff.com. Is that your,
Yes.
I don't know why, it's not going through.
Okay.
I've got it here.
Lena,
I haven't got it.
L-E, okay, L-E, and like Nancy A, Lena.
Wait,
F.
L-E-N. It's an N, right? L-E-N.
L-E-N-A. Lena
L-E-N-A, Lena, at
at Bank,
Bank of.
B-A-N-K. Oh, Cardiff is C-A-R, like car. And then D like David, I, F like Frank, F like Frank.
Yes, I got, yeah,
Lena,
Lena at
the,
Bank of
Cardiff,
Cardiff dot
dot
com.
com. It doesn't
Okay,
go
let's see.
through.
Let me just check it here. I'll see it again.
Try again, and I'm
Here's what I
assuming
got.
you
Here's what I got. Lena, here's what I got on my list. Lena at Bank of Cardiff dot com. This one here. Put subject, then we put lease. I'll just put in lease. Could be my end, I don't know.
Could be
How long
maybe.
does this?
Do you have a big attachment? Huge one?
No, username, password for Gmail. You got a Gmail one? It says password for Gmail is incorrect. Username. That's what I get.
What? It's
Are you
your
with?
password.
Yeah.
You cannot input my password. It's your Gmail doesn't
No,
work.
no, not no. It says my. It said the email. I don't know. Maybe something wrong with mine. My side.
Okay,
Just
let me send you the email and you
yeah.
can
Send me.
reply.
Okay.
Okay, where
Okay.
should I send it? What's your email?
Okay. All right. Send it to me, John JOHN Burns BERNS 100 at gmail.com.
Oh, it's a Gmail. Okay, it's
And,
gmail.com. Okay, just a
okay. Now
second.
I was calling you. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
So the reason I'm calling, okay. The reason I'm
The reason.
calling you, I'm calling you is about a lease. I got a client at the end of the week. It's going to be doing two walk-ins from a manufacturer. It's going to be, it's a major manufacturer.
Okay.
They're at 13. No, I just let me explain. The manufacturer on the invoice, I'm going to put their name, but the total price, I got my name and my company and my name. So the
Okay.
price is going to be different from the invoice. The invoice will be with all the equipment new, will be on there,
Okay,
and then mine.
wait, you've lost me. You are buying the equipment, right?
Yes, my company. We're buying it at, so for a profit. I'm selling it for 17, and the
No.
manufacturer.
We are not financing these things. We are financing equipment for the company.
What company?
I mean, if somebody buys for their business, you're buying it for resale, right?
Okay, I have a customer. He's buying from me, okay? But I have to
Then
buy the
invoice
equipment.
has to be for, okay, I will need your invoice. I don't care where you are buying it.
Okay,
Can you
so
give
I
me
have to
your
pay. You
invoice?
want?
No,
Okay,
no.
and then
We will
I
not
got,
pay
okay.
directly to manufacturer. No, we will pay to you. You
Okay,
want us to
now,
pay to manufacturer?
how long is that going to sell? If, here's an example. Let's say the guy wants to do a lease, though, with you. That's just,
Yes.
says 17.
Okay.
He's got to send an application. He's got to qualify. And let's say we qualify him for 17. Then nothing's shipped until I got to get the money first. And after that, after he qualifies, right, then I send it to them, correct? Is that how it works?
It
Okay.
might. Sometimes we prepay 100% for the approved vendors. We need to approve you as a vendor for that.
I already am approved. I'm
Okay.
already approved
Or
vendor.
another, okay. Or another thing which you can do, we can pay to manufacturer, then invoice will be there to your customer for the full price, and then they will pay you your commission. your difference.
But if I do it the other way is going to be is I bring the, it's my client. I bring the client to you for 17. That's what it's going to cost. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I send my company invoice to you. You're going to then qualify him and see if he qualifies for 17. If he does qualify, then you're going to come back with what the quote would be for him to pay each month for 5 years.
Right.
Then, if he signs off, you're just going to send me the check, I'm just going to have to pay them. I'll just pay them.
Okay.
That'll work
one
that way.
Other. Yeah.
Okay, one way or the other. I got you.
We will pay to whoever will give us the invoice.
I understand. I give you the invoice. I have the company.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already with you. Let me see something. I got my I did my information on JB Enterprises at Palm Beach. I did it on hold on a second, I got the application here from the past. Hold on. I'm trying to figure the date.
John, did you get my email?
Okay, hold on.
Did you get my email?
Hold on. I'm going to check you right now. Hold on. Yeah, I got it. The test.
Okay.
Let's see what it says. Hold on. See what it says. LENA Bank. Hold on a second.
Okay, you have my email. You can send me whatever you need to send me.
I'm just sending you a little response if you get it.
Oh, you're sending it right now? Okay.
Oh, yeah, see if you got it. See if that works out. Did you get my, I'm sending a message, responded to you.
Not yet. Let me see, maybe it goes to my junk.
I just sent it to you, replied from yours.
Okay, let me check. Yes, I got it.
Okay.
I got your email. Test.
Great. Let me ask you a question. What's some of the things we can do? I haven't been updated lately. We lease basically like the walk-ins, the coolers, equipment. What else can we lease at Bank of Cardiff? What
anything.
Else do you guys do?
Anything.
Like, give me an example of anything. I'm also a real estate agent. And I do a lot of...
No, we're not doing real estate.
We don't do that. Okay, that's one time. Okay, but what can we do?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Beautiful what?
So what else do you do? Okay, we just do equipment of all types, or just... We do restaurant equipment. We do what else? You do for leasing
any equipment that for you, any business, whatever any
equipment.
Business needs. Equipment which they use in their
equipment.
Business.
And that's basically it. That's what we do. Is there a thing I can check up on your website? See stuff that you have, products I can do. Is this a
product?
Is there like the
we
what's
have
the website?
Lease and we have working capital. Yes, we do have beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I was going. Okay, let's talk about.
Yeah.
All right. Now that is kind of like real estate too, though. Let's say I got a client and he's $2 million. Okay, he's got assets. Can we?
Mm-hmm.
What do you lend up to? What amount?
We lend to up to 10% of. Could be 15% of the gross annual sales on unsecured loans. So if you have a client who doesn't have money for down payment but have a business and want to get money for his business and pay it for your real estate, wonderful.
Example, can you give me one example? Say at $1 million.
Okay, you have $1 million. You're selling $1 million house, and the owner has to come up with $200,000 or more in down payment, right? And he doesn't have enough. He needs $100,000, but he has a business with $1 million gross annual sales. We can give him $100,000 for up to 2 years, usually first time, and he
so
can
let's say he has,
we do not follow the money. We just give it to his business. It will be on business, not on him. And he can go ahead and buy your house.
So, example, let's say he has a $1 million home, okay?
Uh-huh.
He's got to pay for it. I have a guy in North Carolina. He wants to buy another home here in Miami for $600. He wants to put, you know, he'll need the down payment, say $600,000. But he has a business, you're saying, that's going.
Yeah.
And he could borrow up to say the business is $1 million, he could borrow up to $100,000.
Right. Usually, it all depends on how good is the business, what's going on with his financials, but usually, just as a hypothetical, yes.
How much is the interest rate to pay back?
For everything. We are not like, you know, big banks which just have 5% interest but approve 5% of applicants. We are other way around. We have all different interest rates and terms. We approve almost everybody. And it depends.
So, example, can you just give me one example? Say a guy's got $1 million, he's borrowing, has a house. He needs $100 to put down on another house. So what would be the price of $100? You don't know?
I don't know until I see his documents. I can tell you like somewhere in the middle or something. Let's say he borrows $100,000, he pays back $120,000 in 18 months.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fantastic. And how long does it take on the equipment? When we get the equipment, you're going back to the equipment.
2 days, maximum 2 days to get approval, usually the same day if it's under $50,000.
Right.
And it all depends on how fast your client will sign the documents and send it back to me.
I've done the label,
overnight it and everything. I will email the documents, I will email the label. They have to sign, put the label, put it in. And sometimes can do the fax, or we not always need the overnight, but most of the time we need the original.
Now, see if you still got me on the list, JB Enterprises of Palm Beach.
I cannot check it right from here.
I got the application I sent you.
That's okay. As soon as anybody will apply, we immediately check it. If not, we can approve you. It's not a big deal.
Okay, it's not a big deal. Okay, well, thank you, Lenny. I will do a lot of work with you. I got a lot of clients coming up. Let me tell you what we're doing. It's huge. Miami, you know, Miami, Florida. I am working direct from India. These guys produce walk-in coolers and refrigeration.
Really? Walk-in coolers and refrigerators from India? Wow.
From India. Now, we're going to bring them to Miami. We are opening up October to November 1st. We're going to be getting 3,500 square foot showroom. We're going to put these walk-ins up and put the panels so people can see it. Now, in Virginia is where there's 60,000 square feet where they're going to put the bulk of these walk-ins.
You know that whatever you put in your showroom, which stays in the showroom, you can finance as equipment for yourself if you want to finance.
Okay, how does that work? Okay, so yeah, I'll give you an example. The guys from India, I'm going to be the international director of the U.S., okay, for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be manning the office.
Who's the owner? Who's the owner of the business? Them?
There's two owners. There's two owners, and they've asked me a question. Then, they want to, what can you do to help? Okay, they're the manufacturers.
Let me ask you one thing. Do they have American corporation?
Yes, they're doing it now. The attorneys are doing it now. It's going
to
be called Access.
Yeah, they need to have the American corporation. And they can be, actually, they are manufacturers, right? So they're actually not buying it and not selling. They can sell it to their corporation here. Their American corporation can buy it, but we cannot pay to India. That's that's the best.
No, no, no. We want them to go to India. So what I'm saying is, what can you do for us? Let's say we're going to need computers, or we may need vehicles and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm talking about they're the manufacturers.
Okay. How does that work? Computers, vehicles, furniture, flooring, whatever.
Right.
The same way for your client. Absolutely.
So let's say computers, say 5,000. I'm just throwing a figure. We're gonna need a company car. We have to get the car. Company car.
Yeah, the cars usually. If it's a new car, it's usually better to finance through the dealership.
Yeah, we want to finance the car. What else can we get?
If it's new.
And then
it doesn't.
Yeah, we'll be the car. And then what you do? We'll put the stuff we need, send it to you. Then what you? Okay, we say it's 50,000. Everything they need, the company, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
We send an application. They got credits like 800. Okay, the credit's real big. Okay, so the credit's fantastic. They got money in the bank. One guy owns four properties in Charlotte. They live in Charlotte. They own four big homes, like 6,000. I was at their house. So how does this work? So if we need 50 to fix everything, to get everything done, they're going to need some cash too.
So they probably need to borrow? Here's the thing, they may not even do it.
I'm asking you, just in case when they come down.
Their homes will not work in this case. We need a working corporation. At least 3 months bank statements showing the money coming to the account.
Okay. Well, we can't do that.
For equipment, we can do even for startup. If they have a good credit, if they have homes and stuff.
They're fantastic credit. They got homes, they got everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for equipment,
here's the thing. Yeah. All right, he owns 25% of the company in India. It's a big company. Now, the question is, they're not asking this. I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Here's my question.
How much he owes in India. I care only how much of the American corporation he owes.
Okay, well, the corporation is being developed right as we're speaking, okay, the American.
Okay,
the
so
attorney.
You will know that.
I'll know within a week or so we'll be done. Now, the question is, When they come down here, I'm going to say, I have a company, Bank of Cardiff, that will work with us with the cars and get ourselves the computers set up. Here's my last question. Say it's 100,000, which is not going to be. Say it's 50,000. Then they'll get a payment, right, like a regular lease, correct?
Right. If it's for equipment, yes, monthly payment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for a car, monthly, this is for the company. Okay.
Yes, the same, but again, depends on what's the car. If you want a truck, use truck, yes, it makes sense to lease through us. If it's a brand new, usually dealers are having a good manufacturer discounts and on the leases.
Okay, so that's good to know because they're coming down. How about this? They're also going on a one-year lease, okay, $3,500 at the airport in Miami. They could borrow money for that too, like the $35,000.
Which lease?
$35,000. They're gonna have a yearly lease, $35,000 a year lease.
No, for that, only when you will have some sales, because I need at least 3 months bank statements showing
money coming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm getting caught.
For unsecured loans, I need at least three months bank statements.
Now let's show you where you're going to make some money too, and we're going to make some money. What do I get?
Good.
Let's say I bring a client for 17. What can I make for bringing you a client on each deal? Because it's going to be a very big deals going through. Like, do I
when
get
it
a
will be big
point
deals,
or two?
Then you know, on 17, nothing. We have incentives for vendors, but usually it kicks in after this vendor brings about $300,000 to us.
Okay, let's say we bring... So you have nothing for us as agents to bring you
clients? Yeah, we do. We do, but like I said, after this vendor works with us, first $300,000 we don't pay any referral fees. After $300,000 we start paying referral fees.
And how much is that?
It starts with 1%. Let's say.
So why is it so low? Why is it so low if they're bringing that kind of business in? See,
if you're bringing $100,000, you're getting $1,000 for 100,000 sales.
How come it's so low?
It's so low.
Because
we are not making much on it either.
Oh. You only get, so on $17,000,
we're getting you a good sales. I mean, we make you sell more, and otherwise your clients will not take our loans because they will be
so right, now, why are you better than anyone else? I mean, I'm going to be in Miami, and we're going to be selling on our catalog.
Wonderful. We are better than anybody else, first of all, because we do not lie to our clients. Second, we approve almost everybody. Third, we really work very close with vendors and with clients, prioritize everything you talk to person who takes care of you and your client and letting you know what is going on every step of the way. Okay, it's really easy to work with us, and we have a great reputation in the industry, and we do working capital and leasing, which is rare. We do
can
both.
You set can you so everything's on the website, right?
Absolutely.
What is the website?
Bankofcardiff.com.
Okay. All right.
And you can see Yelp and Google. You can see reviews. You can see everything.
My last question, final question. We got equipment. We're going to be selling different sizes of walk-ins. So let's say for every 10,000, or how would we know what can, like, I noticed other people dealt with other leasing companies. They'll go, it's $10,000, $128 a month. I don't know how they come up with this, but they got it on their website.
They just lie to you. That's, you know, I can tell you that too now.
Okay.
And then when you bring me a client, I will tell you, oh, this
different,
client has, you know,
so is there a rule?
Qualify.
Is there a rule of thumb on every 10,000 in our head?
No.
Nothing we're going to tell them? No?
No.
Okay.
You can just tell them that. Let's put it this way: you get a client, they fill the application, you send me the application, and I will talk to them right after that. And I promise you, it will be the same day.
Sounds good.
And I'll explain everything
so
on the financial part of their purchase.
Sounds good. Huh? Thank you so much. I'll be using you exclusively when we get started. I'm going to use you. So
wonderful.
When the real deals, they're going to be coming in, and what we're trying to do is say, look, it's a brand new walk-in. You got to take a credit app. You got to our people, which is you. But then, you know, I'll use this app, send it to you, be online. We're going to have, if I put online, I'm just going to put
you
a basic.
You can put our application online. You can put online that you're offering financing and put our application, and I automatically will get them.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's what most of our vendors do who work with us exclusively. They have the link on their website to...
Yeah, and can you send me, when we get started, you'll send me the link? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah,
once we get going?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll be happy to. When you will have the website ready, sure. It's very easy.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you so much, Lena. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Have a nice day. Bye now. God bless.